I'm not married, said the minister, but already he was pulling up his socks and getting ready to stand. I led Nobu and the minister up the hallway to the entrance and helped the minister into his shoes. Taxis were still uncommon because of gasoline rationing, but the maid summoned a rickshaw and helped the minister into it. Already I'd noticed that he was acting a bit strangely, but this evening he pointed his eyes at his knees and wouldn't even say goodbye. Nobu remained in the entryway, glowering out into the night as if he were watching clouds gather, though in fact it was a clear evening. When the minister had left, I said to him, Nobu-san, what in heaven's name is the matter with the two of you? He gave me a look of disgust and walked back into the tea house. I found him in the room, tapping his empty sake cup on the table with his one hand. I thought he wanted sake, but he ignored me when I asked, and the vial turned out to be empty in any case. I waited a long moment, thinking he had something to say to me, but finally I spoke up. Look at you, Nobu-san. You have a wrinkle between your eyes as deep as a rut in the road. He let the muscles around his eyes relax a bit, so that the wrinkle seemed to dissolve. I'm not as young as I once was, you know, he told me. What is that supposed to mean? It means there are some wrinkles that have become permanent features, and they aren't going to go away just because you say they should.
There are good wrinkles and bad wrinkles, Nobu-san. Never forget it.
You aren't as young as you once were yourself, you know.
Now you've stooped to insulting me. You're in a worse mood than I'd feared. Why isn't there any alcohol here? You need a drink.
I'm not insulting you, I'm stating a fact.
There are good wrinkles and bad wrinkles, and there are good facts and bad facts, I said. The bad facts are best avoided. I found a maid and asked that she bring a tray with scotch and water as well as some dried squid as a snack, for it had struck me that Nobu hadn't eaten much of his dinner. When the tray arrived, I poured scotch into a glass, filled it with water, and put it before him. There, I said. Now pretend that's medicine and drink it. He took a sip, but only a very small one. All of it, I said.
I'll drink it at my own pace.
When a doctor orders a patient to take medicine, the patient takes the medicine. Now drink up. Nobu drained the glass, but he wouldn't look at me as he did it. Afterward, I poured more and ordered him to drink again.
You're not a doctor, he said to me. I'll drink at my own pace.
Now, Nobu-san. Every time you open your mouth, you get into worse trouble. The sicker the patient, the more the medication.
I won't do it. I hate drinking alone.